Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome to day two of the NBA draft, folks. Thursday, June 26th here on Sports Talk. We'll be going to 8 p.m. this evening. The NBA draft's second round will tip off at 7 o'clock, so a little more than 45 minutes away. Pelicans holding the 40th overall selection, although right now if you look at all the mock draft boards, draft trackers, I should say, still has the Washington Wizards holding the pick. I think that's one of the most ridiculous things that we have to deal with during the NBA draft time, Charlie, is these, you know, the deals that end up going down, but nothing officially goes through. And when you see guys even getting drafted by teams and wearing those caps, knowing that they're going somewhere else.
Derek Queen had a Atlanta Hawks hat on.
Yeah, point. It's just nonsense.
Scott Van Pelt kind of went on a rant about this last night as the 3.5 hour draft ended, because it went to like 10:30 last night.
I don't know what was
30
up with that
picks
either.
In. I that seemed a little bit ridiculous too. But yeah, he went on a really good rant about it, saying that it's ridiculous that they're still doing this and forcing the players to wear the hats for the teams that they don't get drafted by. It's like when, you know, you remember the draft night trade with Luka Doncic when he went to Dallas and the Atlanta Hawks got Trae Young in that trade, and Luka's walking up with, you know, an Atlanta Hawks hat on. Granted, Luka didn't end up spending the entirety of his career in Dallas. That's an entirely separate story, but it is really kind of stupid. It's something that the NBA's got to figure out how to change, because, you know, when the players are going to the teams that trade for them, especially, I mean, Derek Queen talked about it last night, the confidence that the Pelicans front office had to trade up for him and bringing him into the program. He should be wearing a Pelicans hat when he's walking across that stage and shaking the hands of Adam Silver.
We're going to hear from Derek Queen later on in the program. Also, Jeremiah Fears, the 7th overall pick for the Pellies. Also get into Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations Joe Dumars' comments after the first round of the draft. Want to hear from you, Pels Nation. What do you think of last night's first round for the Pels? Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. You can sound off 504-260-1870. I know Greg's been on hold for a while waiting to sound off. Greg, what you got for us today, man? How you doing?
Hello, thank you for letting me speak tonight. First, I want to preface all of my remarks with the fact that I've been a season ticket holder since day one with the Pelicans, of course, and it was the Hornets.
Right.
I've been through thick and thin with this team. However, what I saw last night has finished me off as a fan. First of all, I don't like either of these players and their fit with the Pelicans right now. And what I mean by that is neither of these players project to be defensive players in the long run. In the case of Fears, he's 6'2.5". He weighs about 180 pounds. He did not play good defense in college and does not project as a defender in the NBA. His archetype is almost passe in the sense that you have 6'6" point guards in this league that he's going to be asked to defend, and I just don't see that happening. Also, in the NBA, in the modern NBA, you need to be able to switch, okay? And even on to bigger players than that, and so that's going to be a real problem for someone like Fears. Ditto on Derek Queen. Derek Queen has a lot of offensive skills like Fears, and may end up being a decent NBA player one day. However, there isn't anywhere you can read where this guy was even average in his defensive proficiency or what he projects in the NBA. So I don't like either player. But what really crowned it for me was the fact that we gave up what is likely going to be a lottery pick next year, and next year's draft is supposed to be better than this year's draft, and in all probability, a high draft pick, because we were one of the worst teams in the NBA. We were at the bottom of the league in defense last year. Zion has not played in one single playoff game in his 6 years here, and all of a sudden, Dumars brings in this guy Queen, and all of a sudden, now we're going to make the playoffs, and we're not going to have a lottery pick. You know, that's just far-fetched. I know you guys are describing it as a long shot or a gamble. However, I'm just going to call it what I see it as, a long-time dedicated fan, and that is incompetence. There isn't another NBA manager that would have given up what is likely to be a lottery pick, and very likely maybe a high lottery pick, to go get a 13th player in the draft.
Greg,
and it's just – let me finish.
Okay.
It's dumbfounding, Chicken. Okay, but go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, did you at least like the trade that the Pels made, acquiring some pieces and, dumping off the previous –
about the Jordan Poole trade?
Yeah, the Jordan Poole trade.
Getting
okay,
some better
so Jordan
pieces.
Poole is a very good player, but he doesn't bring a lot of defense either.
I think
that's kind of a wash with McCollum, because McCollum was a great offensive player but struggled on defense for some of the same reasons. And by the way, we're filled with undersized guards that can't defend. Hawkins is one of them. It was a bad fit for this team. It's a terrible fit for Zion. Neither one of these players projects to fit with Zion. Your resident expert there talked about the lack of shooting, but it's also the lack of defensive upside that really disturbs me. But it's what takes it from being just bad judgment into a whole nother realm, which is incompetence, was the fact that we gave up the draft pick from next year to go get a player that doesn't fit for this team. And I suspect what's in front of us is they're going to move on from Zion, because neither one of these guys fit with Zion. Neither one of them can shoot. They're not great defenders. In the case of Fears, he is a great offensive skill game. He can break down the defense, but he doesn't finish at the rim. He's not a three-point shooter. So why do we need that player if Zion's the guy that's going to be driving it to the bucket for you and dishing? We don't. And it for me, and I want to make this conclusion, then I'll hang up and listen to what you guys have to say. Because it has moved into the level of incompetence, not just poor judgment, I am giving up my season tickets. I'm on the hook for this year. I will sell all of them at a loss. I have no intention in returning to watch the Pelicans in the stadium anymore. I cannot stomach this team anymore. And basically, the only way that I would return as a season ticket holder would be if Gail Benson fires Dumars and the rest of this incompetent staff and moves on. And that brings me to my last point, and then I'll hang up. And that is this. They didn't go through a process. They didn't bring in the young NBA executives that were doing so well with these other teams, such as OKC, Indiana, Detroit, Houston. I could go on and on. You didn't interview a bunch of candidates and then pick someone who is in touch with the modern NBA game. You picked a guy that's been outside of the NBA game in that sense for 20 years. And this is what you get, and I'm done. And I will not be back in the stadium. I will not be a season ticket holder until all of this is corrected. And I'll hang up and listen to what you guys have to say.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by, Greg. Man, that was a rough way to start the show here, Charlie.
Yeah, for you, Steve. I mean, it's fine. We've heard differing takes about it on the text line and everything like that. I'm not going to tell you what to think as a fan. I can't really do that. You're a fan. You think what you want to think, right? But, Greg, you bring up some really good points, specifically about the defensive capabilities of both these players. That's what kind of surprised me about both of the picks, Steve. When, Joe Dumars had kind of came here and he was discussing how he wants to build a culture and a hard-nosed team that's going to really battle every single night, you kind of picture getting a lot of defensive first, once again, the quote-unquote hard-nosed-minded players that will play really tough defense. There's the biggest question mark for me outside of his three-point shooting, which wasn't very good at college, and maybe he can improve a little bit on that. It's kind of a projection there because he is only 18 years old. But to Greg's point, he's 6'2.5". He's 180 pounds.
Yeah.
he can be a potential liability on defense, and he was a liability on defense at the college level. So there's a lot of things that you have to work on there with Jeremiah Theers. He's a developmental pick, which, you know, people will see the upside there because he is really good with the ball in his hands and he can do a lot offensively, but the defensive side of the ball is definitely a question mark for him. Derek Queen, I think, you know, if you're talking about upside swings, right? You took a little bit of one with Fierce. I think you really kind of swung almost out of your shoes with Derek Queen because I think the offensive upside is there with that player. Now, to your point about the defense with Derek Queen, he's going to have to develop that as well. He is a little bit of an older prospect at 20 years old. And then going into the Zion discussion, I mean, does it get any more of a make or break for Zion than this upcoming season, Steve?
I know, Charlie. I just think that you got to at least trust the guy in Dumars who's been around the NBA so long and has been a champion himself.
Yeah, I mean, he did build up the Pistons teams in the early 2000s. And you know, you got to see, because the whole thing about the aggressive move that he made last night, and this is the two sides of the coin that we've seen with Pelican fans and the general reaction to last night's draft trade, was this isn't reckless, it's stupid, right? It's not a gamble like we've been kind of calling it. It's more of, you know, you're giving away a potential premium asset in next year's draft to really kind of put all the chips into the basket of a Derek Queen type of player. And we'll see if it works out. I mean, like Shams Charania from ESPN said on the Pat McAfee show, that audio bite that you had played, Steve, right, time will tell. I mean, if Derek Queen ends up reaching his star potential, because there is star potential in him, you can see it in how he played at Maryland this past year. You know, we'll just have to see. It's going to be a waiting game at this point.
We got a bunch of cuts, and I want to get to what Joe Dumars had to say last night. Greg was talking about, you know, the fit that these players have joining the roster with the Zion Williamson on there. And here's what Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations Joe Dumars had to say about that.
You get guys who want to win. You get high IQ guys. You get guys with, like, what I call real basketball character. Those guys fit in with anybody. Like, when you get that, you don't have to worry about who they're going to fit with. The profile is what makes them fit with everybody. So you don't have to go like, oh, okay, who can fit with that? No, get high character, smart, tough guys who just want to win in a big way. That's how you end up winning rings and being in the finals. I'm telling you, you have to have those type of guys. And so that's what I'm focused on more than do they fit with this guy or that guy. That's a little short-sighted for me, from my vantage point anyway.
There you go. That's Joe Dumars' philosophy right there. He's just trying to find guys that want to win and have that dog mentality in them.
So I'm forgetting where I saw this on social media the other day, because I saw that the Pelicans roster right now, there's not a player older than 28 years old. When they moved on from CJ and they moved on from Kelly Olynyk in that trade to bring in Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey, yeah, and the 40th overall pick, which they'll be making in about an hour from now, Steve, you know, they kind of prioritize youth and they're going younger, right? And Joe Dumars is going to build this team as he sees fit, for better or for worse. And we'll see how it all ends up going. But, you know, with as far as the basketball IQ thing, that is something that he brought up time and time again, specifically with Derek Queen. And you can kind of see it with him on the floor, how advanced he is offensively as a young player. The developmental thing with Jeremiah Theers, I think, is a legitimate question. I think it's going to take some time for Theers to really turn into an NBA player. And, you know, maybe he reaches the ceiling, maybe he doesn't. Once again, it's a waiting game. With someone like Derek Queen, I think he's more ready to kind of burst onto the scene. I really do. That's someone that I'm buying stock into. And not just as someone that watches the Pelicans, but someone that, you know, learned a lot about this draft class and the lead up to it. We did the show last night, Steve. And a lot of folks had Derek Queen as a top 10 player in this draft class. Some even upwards of top 5, because the ceiling is there. Like, you could be talking about a legitimate, awesome offensive big man. Granted, to Greg's point, the defensive deficiencies was really fascinating to see that the Pelicans targeted two really offensive-minded players with those two picks that they made last night, because in the entire lead-up to all of this, Joe has continuously said about building the hard-nosed culture and the defense and everything like that, which wasn't very good for the Pelicans last year.
We're going to step away. When we get back, we'll get some more NBA draft talk with one of our favorites, writers covering the Pelicans, Ali Cosell, joining us after the break. What are your thoughts on this draft, folks? A lot of folks have been critical of the picks and the move up, you know, giving that way, that unprotected draft pick in 2026, a first rounder, could be a lottery selection. The Pelicans are banking on what Derek Queen's bringing to this roster. A foundational piece is what Joe Dumars thinks about it. How about you folks? Open Heart Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. Taking that break. Be back with more of Sports Talk right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Getting ready for round two of the NBA draft coming up in a half of hour. Looking forward to seeing what the Pelicans end up adding with pick number 40 this evening. Yesterday has been causing quite a biz of buzz, as we just heard from Greg on the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line, helping us break down the picks and what's coming up next. Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Ollie, man, how you been doing? That was an interesting first round yesterday, and just curious, you know, your thoughts right off the bat of the two new additions coming to the Pels.
Yeah, good evening, Steve. It was exciting yesterday. I mean, whether you are a very big fan of either of these players or not, point of the fact is, oftentimes here in New Orleans, especially during the Dell Demps era, you didn't have much excitement revolving around drafts simply because there weren't many draft picks to be spent, let alone high ones. So, like I said, I kind of enjoyed it. And for, moreover, I like both players. I think they both have a lot of volatility, right? That's why they're polarizing. Some people see very low floors, others think very high ceilings. So they both have star potential. And I think that's what you wanted out of this draft. I think that's what Joe Dumars and Troy Weaver continue to make a point this week. They're remaking this team kind of in their vision, right? That's why we've seen so much change already. That's why they took a gamble on these two young guys. Apparently, they have a very firm belief that both of these guys will pan out, as we've seen spending such a high, unprotected future first-round pick next season just to be able to move up 10 spots in this draft to get Queen. So, like I said, I like both players, guys. I think Jeremiah Pierce has that one skill you need, especially as a guard, which is to break down your man at any time, collapse a defense, and therefore be able to either make a play for yourself or a teammate. And with Queen, you know, it's rare to see, even in today's game, bigs that can, you know, play basketball almost like a wing/guard, where they can handle it, pass it, have good footwork, right? And I think that's what Queen brings. He's kind of a throwback. And with him and with Fears, the thought is, okay, these guys have a lot of tantalizing skills and ability, But boy, if they really can like polish up their weaknesses with both of them, it's honestly revolving around their shooting efficiencies. If they can learn to shoot the ball just at a better rate, then these two picks should pan out for New Orleans.
You know, Ali, I remember we spoke with Nick Friedel, an Odyssey NBA insider, I think on Tuesday ahead of the draft. And when we were talking to him about the different prospects and if the Pelicans should look at filling holes on the roster instead of, you know, drafting for kind of highest ceiling available, he had mentioned with this Pelicans team, even with after the Kelly Olynyk and CJ McCollum trade, where you're only sitting with Carlo Mackovich and Yves Missi at your center rotation, that he would still kind of take the swing at the player that the Pelicans think have the highest ceiling. Just because there's so many holes on this roster that you might as well try and get the star power and bring it in no matter how you can do it. So, you know, taking the swing, Jeremiah Thiers, a very polarizing prospect due to his defensive deficiencies and his three-point shooting. But at the same time, you see the offensive capabilities, the ball handling, which is elite. And then just the amount, like being a quote-unquote maestro at the point guard position, the possibility is there, right, for him. And then Derek Queen, similar situation where defensive deficiencies, but great, you know, handle for a big man. He's almost like, as Mark Cook, a former NBA scout, had kind of told us, he's like a 6'11 guard, right? So you have these really talented guys that you're just taking the big swings on, and you're kind of going for the potential ceilings with these players. I don't want to say boom or bust necessarily, but you're really, really hoping that you can boom on both.
Oh, you have to be. Yeah, look, anytime you have lottery picks, you want to cash in on them, right? Those are the ones that are supposed to be able to change the fate and journey of your franchise for at least a few years. And the Pelicans, if things pan out, for good teams that things start panning out, you start getting those swings, right? So you want to make these count, turn around what was one of the worst seasons in franchise history, which incidentally, just one of the year before, they were coming up one of their better seasons, right? So that's what I'm curious about. Will this core that's here still, Zion, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, will they be able to jump back into the win column and be better than most people think based on because largely what we saw 2 years ago, that there's really a good team underneath what we saw last season or not? But either way, you like the fact that these two picks should be able to help. And like I said, I think Joe Dumars said it best. You need to have not only versatility, not only guys that can score, shoot, you name any kind of skill, but you just need to have that dog kind of mentality. He called it a character. He likes to see certain things in players where, you know, on a court, when you're watching games, you see it play out, right? The diving on the floor, making smart decisions. And he seems to have a full belief that both of these players have that immense qualities. So, well, it remains to be seen, right? And look, I hope fans also understand they're both very young, especially Fears. I think don't hope for, even though DeJounte Murray isn't expected to start the season, don't expect Jeremiah Fears to suddenly slide in the starting role, average, you know, over 10 points a game because he's playing like at least 20 minutes a game. I don't think that'll happen, but I think in due time, I think, like I said, the expectation is they'll at least be very serviceable NBA players.
Ali, I'm sure you've seen it all today as well. The compensation, what the Pels are sending to the Atlanta Hawks, definitely getting a ton of attention. How surprised were you to see that it was an unprotected first-round pick to move up 10 spots in the first?
Yeah, initially, I think everybody was shocked, right? Because you're basically sending out two first-round picks for just one, and it's not even, say, a top-five pick. It was for the 13th pick. Now, again, you can have all the belief you want in Derek Queen and his future, that he's going to be at least an all-star, something along those lines. But like I said, to send an unprotected pick when you're coming off a 21-win season seems almost kind of ridiculous. And I think that's what everything, you know, all the controversy centered around. I do know that the Pelicans did ask for, and some people didn't believe this, but they did ask for protection. Atlanta simply wasn't going to give it to them. And I hate to say it, but it looks like when Joe Dumars told us yesterday in the presser that the Pelicans started asking teams at pick 9 if they would trade their first-round pick to New Orleans so that the Pelicans could move up, I think the word spread that New Orleans was desperate. And I think by the time it got to Atlanta, Pelicans are desperate. Atlanta's held firm, and that's how they ended up with that pick. So it's on Joe Dumars, Troy Weaver, right, that it pans out because they took a big gamble.
You know, before we get into night two, Ali, it just feels like the big gamble is on Derek Queen. And from Shams Charania, what he had kind of said, I agree with him that you can't really judge what happened until you see how good Queen actually is. So we just don't know, right? Like, you can't, there's a lot of visceral reaction from national media and even local media and folks that are covering the team and just deciding how you should feel about the big move that Joe Dumars did make last night. We'll just kind of have to wait and see and take that approach.
Yeah, and that's why I'm actually content with, especially after sleeping on it, with the decisions made. Because I look back at the David Griffin era, and he tried to do everything the right way, right? He tried to not overspend in trades, moving up in drafts. Because I know of certain players that they had really targeted, and a lot of them panned out. So I always have wondered, you know, going back, had, you know, even think about last year, no center. Walker Kessler was available. Pelicans didn't want to pony up to Utah's demand. Had any of these choices been made to pony up, think of how differently things might have gone, right? In any of these seasons where largely it ended in disappointment. So it doesn't always pan out to play it safe, to play smartly. It really just sometimes boils down to luck, just as the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, you know, talking with about Joe Dumars, definitely obvious, and he mentioned it last night as well, the fact that he just aggressiveness is what he's looking for from his team and how he's approaching things as well. We haven't talked to you. What did you think about the trade sending C.J. McCollum and Kelly Olynyk and a future second rounder to the Washington Wizards, getting Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey back along with the 40th pick tonight?
Yeah, that's the trade that actually raised a little bit more eyebrows from me, even well after the fact. Simply because we all saw what Jordan Poole's kind of done the last 2 years in Washington. And I know he bounced back this past season compared to his first year in Washington, where it was almost a total disaster, right? Given a big contract, was supposed to be one of the faces, young faces of their franchise, and he just didn't deliver. So you wonder, what kind of Poole are you getting, right? Because the one that left the Warriors was actually a very good player. He really helped that team win their last championship. Alongside Steve Kerr and Draymond Green. Of course, we know that fell apart. So you have to hope that Troy Weaver, his instincts, they're going to prove correct, because he was in Washington last season. He's been around Jordan Poole, and of course, he's been around Sadiq Bey much longer. So if he's, you know, has a lot of confidence in these guys that they're going to deliver, that he can, you know, basically get them to do what the team needs them to do, then it should work, right? Because the Pelicans did have a hole at guard, right? No DeJounte Murray to start the year. CJ's getting older, was entering the last year of his deal. And I know he wanted a new deal. So apparently the Pelicans probably didn't want to give it to him, especially this new regime. So now they're looking under a different rock. I just hope it pans out, because like I said, I'm a little leery of Jordan Poole and that, you know, $30 million plus over the next 3 years.
You know, the last part of that trade is the 40th overall pick tonight, Ali. I just want to get your thoughts on the second round of tonight's draft. Then first and foremost, the NBA splitting it up into two different nights, I think, is pretty fascinating. Last night was like a 3.5 hour draft fest for the 30 picks, which was kind of crazy to me. But now you have the second round tonight. First and foremost, your thoughts on the NBA splitting that up, which is what they did last year. And then secondly, with the 40th overall pick, potential position or player that you're looking at the Pelicans to target. Because at this point, you're just kind of like, Mike and I were kind of mentioning it earlier, for those that don't know, the second round of the NBA draft is a lot different than, let's say, the second round of the NFL draft. Where, you know, in the NBA, the second round is more like the third day picks for the NFL, where, yes, you can find some quote unquote diamond in the roughs and some stud contributors and everything like that, but it's a little bit more rare.
Yeah, so I'm actually a fan of the NBA splitting it up into different days, especially I know executives, people I know that work in the league, putting it all in one day was a lot of work for them, right? It was just basically you wake up early and you don't go to bed. And it's good for them, but it's also good for us that cover it. Because it does, like I said, split things up. As for the Pelicans, I think they're probably going to go one of two ways. The common thought is when you're a team that already has a couple of picks from the same draft, you're likely going to want to draft and stash somebody, as we've seen, right? Even David Griffin did it during his era. Carlo Matkovich should come to mind for a lot of people. He stayed in Europe for a couple years after the Pelicans selected him, and of course he came over. Last year, so, or towards the end of the previous season. So that is one idea. The other idea is, I think, honestly, guys, the second round this year, because of the NIL, how it's changed basically the whole landscape of who's available, it's largely upperclassmen, largely seniors. So a lot of these players should be able to step in and at least give you some kind of minutes right away. So the Pelicans, you look at the roster, they need more bigs. And there's several good seniors, big men out there. I know there's a lot of talk right now that Rashear Fleming is likely going to get selected 31st by Phoenix. But after him, there's still a few names like Maxime Reynald and several others. So I think it's either a draft and stash for the Pels or center they're going to be looking at, Charlie.
Looking at the draft overall, I'm just curious, Ollie, did you feel like your initial impressions of any team that stood out to you that had a really good night on round one?
Yeah, I mean, outside of the Pelicans, who you just needed to see them grab and chase some stars, because we still don't know how the Zion Williamson saga is going to turn out, right? That's why I'm kind of in favor of taking those swings. But other than that, yeah, look, I mean, you have to like what Utah did. Ace Bailey was considered the top two, top three pick for the longest from this class. They got him at number five. That's kind of the way Danny Ainge operates. He takes big swings on controversial type of picks, but they always have some kind of talent that's oozing, and it's oftentimes worked out for them, especially in Boston. So you like what they did, because they also not only got Bailey at five, but they moved up several picks to get Walter Clayton, who was a big star in the NCAA tournament, right? Good shooter, and I was kind of hoping that he fell to the Pelicans. So they stand out to me. And, you know, I can't say I like Brooklyn. They had five picks. Decided to pick a lot of point guards. Not a fan of them. I thought Miami, right? Getting Yakuvis. I know I'm butchering the name, but a tall point guard out of Illinois. A lot of people thought he was going to go in the top 12. They got him at 20. I thought that's a great move for them. You know, you can single out some other people. I know Memphis, for instance, they moved up, spent a lot, right? Just move up five picks to 11 from 16, future first, couple seconds. But they selected Cedric Cowart, and I really like him, guys. I think he's got the measurables, got the game that's going to fit in perfectly in Bane's missing spot.
You know, Ali, the last one I had for you, you mentioned the center position, and I kind of agree with you. And one that's standing out to me out of the list of the best available players is Ryan Kalkbrenner, the center from Creighton, who spent 5 years in college. He's an older prospect. He's 23 years old right now. Mm-hmm. But he's like one of the definition of like a high floor prospect. Like, you know what you're kind of getting on him, like a backup center that could likely contribute NBA minutes right off the bat. He's a full 7'1", 250-pound big man with a 7'6" wingspan. He's also a potential floor spacing big, which would fit well next to Zion Williamson. And just want to get your thoughts on Kalkbrenner, because if the Pelicans are looking for a potential backup big man with a second round pick here, I think he could be a good fit.
Oh, I love it, because I think he's over, you know, 23 years of age, so his body's fully matured. He's been playing the game for a long time. People have, I think, compared him kind of Luke Kornet, I've been told. And I thought Luke Kornet did a wonderful job up in Boston, or has been doing a wonderful job. So if you can get a guy who can just, you know, play his position well, rebound, even shoot the ball a little bit, and has enough athleticism, right, to be able to make an impact on both ends of the court, well, that's a success, because this guy stands, what, 7'1", has an enormous wingspan and such. He'd be a perfect fit. But I feel like, right, guys, you need another big body. Even Missy, you know, he's going to get a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger. But the Pelicans don't have, you know, a Goliath right at the center position. This guy would fit perfectly.
Ollie, always owe us information. Appreciate you. And looking forward to see how things shake out tonight in round two of the draft. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, Ollie.
Ollie Cosell, NBA writer covering the Pelicans, joining us there. You can follow him at Ollie Cosell. And, yeah, like you mentioned, I think that, you know, another big, I wouldn't be out of the question if you go after someone that's got that more experience, a little more aged and, you know, seasoned kind of guy.
So it's funny, we were talking about the high ceiling picks that they made on night one. This is the high floor pick. Like, you know, yeah. What you're getting here. That the ceiling for Ryan Kalkbrenner isn't gigantic. And that's why he's here in the second round. He could have potentially been a late first round pick, but he's just kind of sitting there, Steve. Like, he could have been a first rounder. So, we'll see if he lasts to pick 40. I mean, it starts up in about 12 minutes here. But if he's there at pick 40, you know, I wouldn't put it past the Pelicans to go up and get a backup big that can play NBA minutes right off the bat, be a good shot blocker, be a floor spacer with his ability to shoot, and be a really good pick and roll player. I like Kalkbrenner a lot.
That was a position, too. Joe Dumars last night mentioning you can't have enough bigs, so we'll see if the Pels end up targeting that position again tonight or they go somewhere else, taking a break here on Sports Talk right now, though, as we get ready for the draft about to tip off 7 p.m. I'll be back with more of Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. It appears Jay Johnson is southpaw hunting. We heard Charlie in the Sports Flash give an update on one lefty pitcher coming to the box, and now I'm seeing that there's another one. Maybe this is what Jay Johnson was talking about, was in his office when you talked to him earlier.
Maybe so. That's actually a really funny point, Steve. I didn't think about that. So earlier it was Danny Lockenmeyer,
right,
the freshman from North Dakota State that was kind of a closer for them, had 9 saves. Really good strikeout numbers to decent walk numbers in the innings that he ended up pitching with the Bison program this past year. Our friend over at LSU Tigers on SI, Zach Nagy, had the scoop on this one, Steve, that LSU landed a commitment from Tennessee left-handed pitcher Ryler Smart. Smart was a redshirt during his lone season with the Volunteers, and he signed as a top 200 prospect. And then they bring in Ryler Smart in SEC southpaws, as you kind of mentioned, going southpaw hunting. Back-to-back left-handed pitching pickups for
stealing from Tony V
for Jay Johnson and the Bayou Bengal program. And Zach Nagy has a high upside pick here with a top 200 prospect from last year ahead of his kind of redshirt season this past season. So, it's always kind of fun when we're talking about Jay Johnson and Nate Yeske, and whenever they kind of target someone in the portal, just like, ooh, like what's this guy got that they really, really like that they think that they can mold into something? Because if you're looking at Ryler Smart, he took a redshirt year. There's no stats or anything to kind of talk about here, but it's someone that they're obviously interested in. He was in the portal. They went and snagged him from Tennessee, Antonio Aitello, and we'll see what he ends up turning into.
And you got to figure, too, that Jay is far from being done with beeping up that pitching staff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the whole thing. Ever since, and Seth Lewis brought this up when we had him on, that ever since his first year in Baton Rouge, Jay Johnson, where he made it to the postseason, they get to the Hattiesburg Regional against Southern Miss, and they ended up losing in the first round of the postseason, the pitching was kind of a weakness, and it's specifically the pitching depth that year, is they just didn't have enough arms. Ever since then, the pitching's been a strength, and not just a strength of this team, but one of the best pitching staffs in the country year after year after year. And so with losing some players to the draft and, moving on, you're going to have to refill and reload, and that's what you're expecting Jay Johnson to do this all offseason. Like, he's a tireless recruiter. The work ethic of that guy is unmatched, and we'll see who else he kind of brings in. We'll keep updating folks as more names kind of come in. It's just that Tennessee left-handed pitcher Ryler Smart was the latest one.
I can imagine Jay, when he does go on vacation, whenever that is, he's definitely got his phone, maybe two by him, along with a laptop.
Yeah, it can never be too prepared, right? And just kind of keeping an eye on it and making sure that you're keeping touch with all these recruits that are interested in entering the program.
Rolling on into break here right now on Sports Talk as we get ready for the second round of the NBA draft coming up at 7 o'clock right now, taking a step away and returning with more Sports Talk right after this. Stay tuned on WWL. All you football fans out there, don't want to miss tomorrow night's show live from the Manning Passing Academy. Me and Mike Dettillier there doing Sports Talk live from Thibodeau, in Thibodeau at Nicholls State University, bringing to the 50-yard line at the premier football camp in America with the first family of football, Archie Payton, Eli, and Cooper. This year, some of the elite quarterbacks featured there, Arch Manning, Garrett Nussmeier. Mark your calendar, Sports Talk live from the Manning Passing Academy tomorrow, brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System and WWL. When we get back from the top of the hour news break, we'll get into some of our audio. You'll hear from Jeremiah Fears, Derek Queen, and Joe Dumars. So stay tuned right after this on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.